I was just recently listening to Patrick Bet-David of Valuetainment, and if you don't know who he is, check out his channel on YouTube. It's phenomenal. But he tells a story of when he was 21, and he was at a party with his father and many of the relatives. And at one point he said in the party, someone disrespected his father. He got so irate, he grabbed his dad, dragged him out of the house to his car, and in the car said, "Dad, they will never make fun of you. They will never berate you. They will never cut you down. They will never, ever do anything like this. Your name is going to be known throughout the world. You're going to have everything you need because I'm going to be a success and I'm going to make it." He said the only problem was he was 21, $50,000 in debt, no job, broke, couldn't pay rent. And yet today, he's one of the most successful entrepreneurs in the world. Maybe you don't have that story, but I hope to today share a little bit to help you push through those times when you feel like everything is against you. Hang in there. That's where we're going next. Wake the faith up, Slayer. Hope you're doing well. Hey, I can't tell you how excited I'm getting about the upcoming couples retreat on 30th of October. I know it's still almost 2 months away, but already having people sign up. Let me ask you something. If you wanted to register, how would you register? That's right. You would let me know at tdagiantslayer@gmail.com. Here's a question for you. Why do most couples get a divorce? Most people say, well, it's an online affair, or it's money, or it's an affair of the physical type. The truth is it's unmet expectations. Now, you might go, really? Yeah. Now, here's the deal. If you don't believe me, or if you want to know more, I would suggest you come to the David Alliance Couples and COVID Conference, Couples and COVID Conference, October 30th. It's 10 a.m. to 5 p.m. We're going to have a great time. The very last session is going to be a Q&A, which you'll be able to answer questions in private. You know, we'll let you text them in so nobody sees you. Raise your hand and get a lot of things off your chest, and we'll go through it. It's going to be amazing. You can sign up through emailing me. Make sure you check it out. Also, we've got a bunch of other sponsors. Make sure you check out Revolution, the number 4, fathers.com for all of the TDA swag. We also have wellbuiltsupplements.com. Make sure if you buy something, you type in the code WellBuiltTDA to get 15% off. And you can continue to use that code. It's not just a one-time thing. It's specific for our members of the David Alliance. And also, if you need a website, check out websticks.com. Tony Herman, coolest cat on the net. So I was reading the other day in Nehemiah chapter 4. If you don't know what the book of Nehemiah is about, basically, Nehemiah is challenged to rebuild the walls of the temple of Jerusalem. I'm sorry. And so here's the thing. There's a whole story that leads into it, but I'm going to pick up in chapter 4, just the first few verses, because Nehemiah's in the middle of this building project, and there are enemies that don't want him to succeed. And so we read right here where some of his enemies are kind of conspiring. So chapter 4, verse 1, when Sanballat heard that we were rebuilding the wall, he became angry and was greatly incensed. He ridiculed the Jews, and in the presence of his associates and the army of Samaria, he said, "What are those feeble Jews doing? Will they restore their wall? Will they offer sacrifices? Will they finish in a day? Can they bring the stones back to life from the heaps of rubble, burned as they are?" Then Tobiah the Ammonite, who was at his side, laughed and said, What they are building, even a fox climbing upon it would break down their wall of stones." Nehemiah responds in verse 4, "Hear us, our God, for we are despised. Turn their insults back on their own heads. Give them over as plunder in a land of captivity. Do not cover up their guilt or blot out their sins from your sight, for they have thrown insults in the face of the builders." You know, it's some pretty strong words. Now, I guarantee you, Nehemiah knew that he knew that he knew that God told him to rebuild the wall. So I'm going to start this by saying, make sure what you're building is of God. Now, there'll be times you might doubt it, but make sure that at one point you had a clear directive, do this. And if you're not sure, my advice is keep going anyway. You'll find out one way or the other if it's of God, but You won't if you give up. So at least start and at least finish. And if it fails, it fails. But then you'll sleep well at night knowing I did everything I could. But looking at this passage, I want to ask you some questions. Who is telling you that you can't do it? Do what? Well, who is telling you that you can't do that business, start that business? Who's telling you you can't have that family? Who's telling you you can't achieve that money? Who's telling you you can't achieve that spiritual measure of maturity? Who's telling you you can't do what you need to do in your physical body? Who's telling you you can't create that? Who's telling you you couldn't do an upstart or be an entrepreneur? Who's telling you that you couldn't be a pastor? Who's telling you that you couldn't be a fantastic father? Who's telling you, there's all these things that people tell you can't do. We live in a world where it's easy to find people to tell us what we can't do, right? I mean, all you have to do is start something and people are going to start to tell you what you can't do. Shoot, they'll tell you what you can't believe. They'll tell you where you should go. They'll tell you when to give up. The advice is free. But the next question is this: who is telling you? That's really where it hurts. If a nobody is telling me and I don't know them, I don't care. But if it's family or friends or the media, maybe your own mind, maybe it's the past, words that have been spoken over you as a child, maybe it's a financial institution. The words could come from anywhere. So when people are telling you can't do something, and then it's combined with who it is that's telling you, it can do a 1-2 on you. You know what I'm saying? Look, if your family, if your dad tells you can't do something, and it's in the business area of business, and he's been very successful, and then you go to a bank and try to get a loan, and the bank says, no, we will not give you money for this. Well, that's the wham-bam, right? It's like, okay, I've got my dad telling me, who was successful in business, I can't do this. I have the bank telling me that they're not going to give me money. So what are they telling you? Who is telling you? And then finally, what exactly are they telling you? I'm sorry, the first one is they're telling you what you can't do. Then it's who's telling you. And then what are they telling you? They might tell you you're too dumb, you're too old, you're too slow, you don't know the right people, your project or business is flawed, stupid, or not needed, you won't get funding, no one will buy it, the relationships you're working on will never heal, you'll never manifest the spiritual dreams you have for your walk in Christ. Whether it's physical, mental, emotional, spiritual, there are plenty of people that are telling you and giving you reasons why it won't work. And here's what. It does not matter what, who, or why. What matters is you know God, you seek His direction, and you give your plans to Him. And then don't give up. Look, I have done a lot of things, and I failed at a lot. I have failed at way more than I've succeeded at. But I failed. I didn't quit. I have very, very, very few stories of me quitting. I have a lot of stories of me failing. Guess what? I'm okay with the stories of me failing. I don't care if people know that I fail. I don't care if people make fun of me that I fail. I have ribbons. I carry it as a trophy that I failed because it means I tried and I finished and I saw it burn to the ground. And that's okay. I can live with that. So, Here's just the way God works, because sometimes we feel like we're just by ourselves and maybe God didn't do this for us. About 3 years ago, I was working on a business plan to get a business, start a business. I walked into an Apple store. I was trying to get something done on my computer. I met a young man. We were talking and I was telling him what I was doing. He said, my dad started something along that line, but in a different venue. And he said, you know what, why don't you give me your email? I'll have him reach out to you. He could answer some of your questions. So I did. I was kind of excited because I thought, man, if this guy can help me understand this and this and this. Well, long story short, I walked out of there. I didn't hear anything. Didn't hear anything for 6 months. Thought, well, the kid shined me on. And lo and behold, I get an email from him. Man, I just found your email in my pocket. I apologize. I messed up. He connected his dad to me via email. And guess what? You wouldn't believe this. We had this amazing relationship, this man that he introduced me to, incredibly successful, a great man of faith, and he guided me into every area and every arena I needed in order to get this thing going. The stories behind it and the miracles behind it go on and on and on and on. Here, I would bet if you look at your history, you will see how God's hand has had its way in your life if you hung on and waited. If you chose not to listen to the people, the doubters, the haters, and just pushed through, kept working, and tried to get to the finish line. Think of Joseph, who was sold into slavery and waited years to see his family and to forgive them and pay them back with kindness. And, oh yeah, for them to see that he was now a pretty big deal. Listen, don't give up, give more. Don't quit, just quit trying to figure it out. Don't lose heart, lose yourself in your dream. Don't worry, work. Don't delay, decide and do. Don't listen to critics, listen to stories of victory. Don't let others bring you down, rather bring them up. This is Garth Heckman with David Lyons. Thanks for rating the podcast, sharing the podcast, and until tomorrow, keep slaying giants.